of fans will wonder, so I'm going to ask all the guys, did you guys look past the Raiders? Did you take them lightly, especially after beating them so easily on opening night?
You know, we didn't. We didn't look past them. I mean, we fought hard. You had to give them credit. They did a great job. They fought hard, and we had a couple opportunities early, and we got to make the most of those.
And really, you guys marched down the field with the first time you had the ball, unfortunately fumbled, and it seemed like that took some wind out of your sails.
Yeah, I mean, things like that is going to happen. And no matter what, you got to find a way to win. And we didn't do that. We didn't play good enough today, and we know that.
And somehow still in first place.
Yeah, I mean, I take it one game at a time. We got a tough one next week, and we got to refocus and come back.
I mean, we just didn't make the plays that we needed to make. You know, I think we had a great game plan forward, and you know, we had opportunities to make some plays out there. But you know, those guys are good on that side of the ball too. But you know, it's our job to go out there and make those plays, and today we didn't really make the plays that we needed to make.
Broncos take the opening drive of the second half, tied up at 10 apiece, and the Raiders come right back with a 51-yarder to Ashley Lalee. It looked like you were in position to make the play. What happened there?
I was. I mean, he just made a play. And, you know, that's the thing about the play that he made. You know, I'm there, and, you know, normally throughout my career when I'm there, you know, I make the play. But, you know, I located the ball at the last minute, and what, you know, I guess I couldn't react, you know, as fast to get my hands up to deflect the ball. But, you know, he made a great play, and that happens. But, you know, hey, that's just one play. The outcome of the game is not determined on just one play. You know, it's a collaboration of plays, but, you know, it's eating me alive because, you know, I normally make them plays. But, hey, he made it, and, you know, I just got to move on.
It's real frustrating not to win at home. You know, those are advantages for us, you know, and we have to do much better at home, you know, if we want to do good the rest of the season and want to do good in the playoffs.
Daniel, the tight ends have been such a big part of this offense, and then today it seemed like you guys had trouble getting involved. A specific reason for that?
You know, there's no reason for it. We didn't get involved. We had to do better as an offense, you know, as a whole, you know, getting plays, you know, making big plays. We got to do better as an offense, you know, keeping our defense off the field. And we didn't do that today.
In your mind, what was the biggest offensive problem today?
You know, I just feel like we were flat today, you know. After that turnover, that first drive, it just seemed like it took the air out of us. It was hard for the offense to get back up. And we had to play much better than this. You know, we got to play four quarters if we want to get to our goal.
Perplexing. Football is a simple game. Teams that play fundamentally sound. The only thing we won tonight was the penalty battle. They had more penalties than us. Other than that, they kicked our butts in every phase of the game. Give them credit.
Bizarre flow to this game?
Yeah, a little bizarre. But you know what? There are ebbs and flows about every game. You just take it as is. And they're the Raiders, and they came in here and beat us, and that's all that matters. Should have been a win, but if you don't come to play on Sunday, you're not going to win. I mean, I felt as though we prepared well during the week, and it's just unfortunate that on game day we didn't exhibit that great effort and exhibit all the things we've been doing prior to this game. But, you know, just got to get back to it, man. We have a tough challenge next week, and it doesn't get any easier.